And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And if Tony's sounding a little bit better this week, it's because he's finally got himself a USB mic.
Yay!
Good work. Thanks very much to the podcast Total Talk Nonsense for giving us the idea to get USB mics around 3 years ago.
Yeah. Ah, well,
we finally done it. Mate, this is a very special show this week. It's not a double D. It's an octa-bubble D. I'll explain. In the meantime, here's the new single from the Durellas, She Kissed the Gun. That's the Durellas, Tony, their new single.
Nice
little bit of Brighton-based glam rock for you, for want of a better expression. And you will notice that the Durellas starts with a D, doesn't it? It's D for Durellas.
It is.
See? Every band this week starts with a D. One is a little bit spurious.
Okay.
I only had the idea because the Durellas came through, and I wanted to play a track by a band that are touring that we'll do later on in the show, so I might have my own gig guide for you as well. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week.
That's okay.
What I know is, what's the Durellas' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDurellas?
It certainly is. DERELLAS. Tony 1, poorly being the internet nil. I've got some additional material for you this week, my friend.
Okay, cool.
Which I'm quite excited about. Thanks very much to Kev Neal. Thanks very much for emailing in. If you've got anything you'd like to email in, paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, whatever you like.
Cool.
Same thing goes for Tony. If you'd like to email Tony rather than me, I know some of you do, tony@punkyradio.com. Off you go. This is this easy. This is how you get on the air on this show. Hi, Paulie B. Just like to say how much I'm enjoying Punky Radio and congratulate both Tony and yourself on consistently coming up with such great shows. I only discovered Punky Radio a few months ago and it's reignited my love of punk music. Particularly enjoyed the Oivember special and discovered a couple of great bands, Dog's Flesh and The Loose Screws, thanks to you guys. Keep up the great work and all the very best to you and Tony for 2011. Kev of York. P.S. Went and bought some Purple Majesties from Sainsbury's based upon your recommendation. Really delicious.
Fair enough.
Well, Kev, thank you very much for the inspirational email that keeps us going for another week. You fucking massive crawler. Right. And you're right, Purple Majesties are indeed delicious. I've got a little treat for you as well, Kev, because we will be playing something else, a band that I believe we played on the Oivember special, are back on this week. Not absolutely sure of that, but we've played them recently. Right, next up, Tony. Next up, I've got my pile of CDs here. This is from the only album the Dangerfields have, right? And it's called Born to Rock. They have got other bits and bobs here and there, but this is the only CD they brought out. They brought it out in 2005, but they're still playing some of the material off it on the odd time they do gig, if they are still gigging. You might remember I did interview them and they said they might have packed up for good. I don't know, but anyway, this album's great. What I want to know is, what is the Dangerfields MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDangerfields?
It is, Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet Nil. Hello to Andrew Griswold, the lead singer and drummer. This is Last House on the Left. Listen to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I have a little surprise for you listeners out there in Punky Radio land, because if I'm not mistaken, Podcast Alley is back.
Maybe it you is. Can... Yeah. A few days ago, I got an email from Podcast Alley telling me to confirm my vote. So this must mean it's all working. Tested it, and it is. So we actually got some votes in for once.
Now, I have noticed, though, they're still not updating feed.
No, that's not working.
So you can't get our latest shows on it, but please do take the time to vote, because it's just a great way to do us a favour, do the bands a favour, and get a comment on as well.
So, if you haven't voted so far, and let's face it, a lot of you haven't, which is fair enough, please do. Go to Podcast Alley. Quick way to do that, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we'll read them out. And here are the top five for this week. Some of these are are quite old, as people have confirmed old votes. But we have five, so that's good. Top one, Funky Funky Funky. Been a while since I voted, but I was on vacation. Favourite song from the Halloween special, Dragster, slasher movie. Always a great show, Bill from New York. Cheers, Bill.
Thank you very much, Bill. You'll be pleased to hear that Dragster, starting with a dig, will be on later on in the show.
Nice.
It's all coming together for the listeners this week, mate, I'm telling you.
Comments work. Hi, everyone. Voting is indeed still broken, but the comments still work, so please leave your comments for us and we'll read them out on the show. Tony. Well, he's wrong. Voting is working again now. And he was wrong about the comments as well. But everything's working now.
Thanks. So, is that you, Tony?
That's me, yeah.
It's a bit lame, isn't it? Commenting on your own thing.
I know. Great beds. Great beds. Great work on the beds this week, Tony. Green Dave. And his email is Ready Steady Pook. Cheers.
Thanks
Dave.
Very much, Green Dave.
Yay. Excellent. From Caroline J40. Thanks for that one, Caroline J40.
Now, is that an existing Caroline or is that a new Caroline?
I've not seen that one before, so I'm assuming it's a new listener.
Welcome aboard, Caroline.
Yeah. Thank you.
Feel free to send me an email to the post. Feel free to send me some used knickers through the post. I'm getting none of insane stuff.
And finally, Crinkle Cut Cock. I suppose this means I've start sending emails out voting Punky again. Excellent. I can threaten on Tony's behalf and make sexual suggestions to our listeners. Cowabunga. All the best. Polly B.
Just a bit lame, isn't it?
A bit, yeah.
I think you enjoyed having that back.
Yeah, I did. It's good to have it back. Yeah. We've got quite a few coming in now as well, so.
Yeah, good. Please do vote. It doesn't take long and it's really, really easy to get a comment on the show. And that way, I suppose, for those of you that maybe don't feel confident for whatever reason getting in touch with direct, you can just leave a comment on there. I mean, it isn't anonymous as such, but it's as good as, because often the emails are weird, as we know. Right, next track, eh?
Okay. Yep.
Well, I believe this band were on the Oi Vember special. If not, we certainly played them in one of the competition shows in December. It's another track from Distortion UK from their album Verbal Weapons. This is the title track, Verbal Weapons. Distortion UK, Tony.
Wicked.
Absolutely wicked. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DistortionUK.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/DistortionUKPunk. Tony 2, Bully Be the Internet 1. Does the fight back begin? Will we ever know? Have I said you're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now?
Nope.
Well, we are. You've done a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Thank you.
Did you get up to anything last week?
No, it was insane at work. Seems everyone just took an opportunity after 2 weeks off just to email me. Yeah, so they were just working for my arse.
Right. Well, I did my shows in Hitchin, Letchworth and Biggleswade over the weekend.
Yeah.
With Paul Sinhart and Ray Guns Look Real Enough, and they were just both brilliant all weekend. Terrible sound problems for Ray Guns on the Friday night in Hitchin, but it was a good laugh. And I went out down to Vic afterwards and then ended up in the Croft, which used to be called Bombora. And then I got home, I don't know, when everything stopped, about 2:30. And 5:30, woke up again to find myself with a cat on my legs once again.
Oh, no.
I'd obviously let the neighbour's cat in. Fortunately, he hadn't done a poo behind my telly. Saturday night, I did my gig in Letchworth, and it went really well. But there wasn't really anyone about to go for a drink with afterwards. So I went over to see my mate Steve at his pub in Luton, where he has a very relaxed attitude to me and him drinking after time. We went to bed relatively early, about 3. I say we went to bed. We went upstairs about 3 a.m. with a bottle of wine to watch a film. Because he said, "Have you seen Death Proof? Have you seen Death Proof?"
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I love. Right. So he puts the film on. He pours the wine. I take one sip. Fall asleep. Wake up with, "Would you like to watch Death Proof again?" At about 5:55 in the morning. Now, what does a sensible man do there?
No.
Correct.
To bed.
Am I a sensible man?
No.
Correct. I thought, what a great opportunity to watch it by myself. So I went to click on it, and it's on his Virgin Media Player thing, and you have to type in your password.
Right, yeah.
I went, oh no, how am I going to guess his password? Hang on, he's a fuckwit like I am. I'll try the default password, 1234. Up it came.
No. Yes.
I suppose the thing is, those passwords are really there for if you've got kids, aren't they, or something. So
yeah,
they, if you live by yourself, you don't need the password. I mean, what is the worst thing that's going to happen? I do not imagine a situation where someone is going to break into my flat and, rather than nicking all the stuff in it, spend the afternoon watching movies on my Virgin Media Player. So anyway, got it. What a great film.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Really, really liked it. Yeah, it's really good. If you haven't seen it, and so now I want to see Planet Terror.
Yeah, I've not watched that one yet.
Because that is apparently better.
Okay.
And I thought Death Proof was really good. So I know it's a little bit out of date, and as far as film reviews go, this has hardly been comprehensive. But if you've not seen Death Proof, see it. Really good soundtrack as well. And a classic death at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Right, should we get on with the... Oh, yeah. Sunday night, I did my show in Biggleswade. It was only the second show there. It was probably the best one of the weekend. It was really, really funny. Made fabulous by when Ray Guns Look Real Enough went on last, they asked people why Leighton Buzzard was the home of rock and roll, as they do as part of their routine, asking people for suggestions, and one bloke shouted out something I've never heard anybody shout out, like, at a gig ever, but someone shouted out Alan Minter.
Okay.
But not particularly obscure, but very old-fashioned boxer, who I don't think was from Leighton Buzzard anyway, but it certainly stopped everybody in their tracks. This guy went, "Alan Minter!" Okay. Right, next up, in our All the D's, Double D, Super Quadruple, Octagon Bubble, D special, we've got another great band for you, starting with D. I will tell you about them right now, actually. I've got the CD here. From the self-titled eponymous Drunken Balordi, and their first album, I think it's their first album. They have a new album coming out, I think. We've played quite a bit off this one, but I hadn't played the first track on it. I'm going to get that right now. Tony, what is Drunken Balordi's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DrunkenBalordi.
It is. It's Tony 3, probably the internet one. I had the good fortune to see this band at Strummer Camp last May. And how good were they? I haven't heard about a Strummer Camp this year yet. I wonder whether there even is one. I certainly haven't heard. Anyway, enjoy this. Little bit of a change of pace, little bit of a change of tack. Santa Maria.
Santa Maria, Santa Maria. Today a girl of my dreams, I have seen her. And you believe me if you'd have seen her. So now I look to you for guidance, oh Maria. Santa Maria, Santa Maria. At night I kneel down and pray to Maria. Santa Maria, Santa Maria. I was lost to instead of faith and abolition. Santa Maria de Jesus, it's tell me what to do. Swear I'll be good fighter for my. I will curse and I will spit, I will fight it, I will drink and then I'll see that Maria Jesus. So I pursued her, tried not to lose her. I did all that I could just to woo her. That's when she pointed to her lover. Oh, she is taking a Maria, where you're lying. She said she loved him, then started crying. That's when I knew that she was lying. He's old and ugly, and rich and dying. Oh, she is taking a Maria, where you're lying. Said that Maria to Jesus, let's tell me what to do. Swear I'll be good fire for my. I will kiss and I will spit, I will fight and I will drink, and then I'll see her, Maria to Jesus. Maria at night, you lay me down to sleep. I pray to you, Maria, that my soul you will keep. And if I should die before I should wake, I pray to you, Maria, that my soul you will keep. Santa Maria to Jesus, please tell me what to do. Swear I'll be good fire for my. I will cuss and I will spit, I will fight and I will drink and I'll see ya, Maria Jesus.
That was Drunken Balordi, Tony. That's probably the last track we're going to play off that album, because we've played about half of them now.
Right.
Do track it down if you can. It's really, really good. Just type in Drunken Balordi to the internet. You'll find them. D-R-U-N-K-E-N, Drunken Balordi. B-A-L-O-R-D-I. Right, Tone. There's another way you can find them. I'm pretty sure they're on iTunes. There's something else on iTunes. It's Punky. What should people be doing on it?
People should review us at iTunes if they can. If they have an iTunes account, please do go there. Easiest way to do it probably is to go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will take you to our music store page on iTunes where you can log in and review us. 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. Reviews are quite important because 1 or 2 reviews massively help move the show up the featured rankings. So please do get them in if you have a moment. If you are in the UK or US, we'll read them out. If not, email us your review and we'll read it on the show.
Well done. It's very correct and very important. If you do get the chance, do please review us at iTunes. It helps everyone concerned with the show out. Right, next track, Tony. We haven't played anything from South Africa in a while. Let's get that right now. Diesel Whores, Cocaine.
Thank you.
That's the Diesel Horse, Tony.
Nice.
That's from their album The Fear, and they came via Red Ambulance Records, who are run by our friend Jay Bones, who we haven't heard from in a very long time.
No.
He hasn't really been in touch since he stood me up when he came to London.
That's true.
But yeah, loads of great bands on that label. Do check them out. What I know is, Tony, what is Diesel Whores MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DieselWhores.
It is. It's Tony Four, probably the internet one, which is turning into a thrashing. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
I've got a word of the week for you here.
Okay.
This in from Rick Hulse, our friend Rick Hulse, who did the fabulous poem the other week. And now, whether he's suffered this himself, I don't know. I wouldn't like to speculate. But if you are a user of Class A drugs, and in particular amphetamines, a.k.a. speed, you may find that you have a bit of a come down after said speed, and it may make you a bit grumpy. But what would that give you, Tony?
Don't know.
You'd have an amphetamone.
Nice.
Very nice indeed. And a good way to sum things up. I'm not suggesting for one second that I may have got involved in the sites like in the past, but I have it on good authority that you can have a bit of a come down after it, and it could leave you a bit grumpy. And you're perfectly able to have an amphetamone as a result of it. And I think if you said to anyone who was also a Class A drugs user, and I'm not suggesting for one second you should be, and in no way do my own opinions reflect the opinions of Punky Radio.
That might be more sincere without the cackle at the end.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. If you spoke to a fellow user of said substance and said you had a right amphetamine the day before, they would laugh, I think. That's an excellent one. Thank you very much, Rick. If you have an idea for Word of the Week, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightening your email, Word of the Week. That has stood in for the gig guide we'd normally do, because you haven't got one, have you?
No, I've got a gig guide now.
Don't worry, though, because I sort of have.
Cool.
Now, my new Danish friends, De Høje Hæle, they've got a fabulous album out, whose name I can't pronounce, are bizarrely currently on tour, or just about to start a tour, of Australia.
Okay, cool.
I know.
Yeah.
Danish new wave experimental punk band hits Australia. At a time when Australia is more depressed than it's ever been as a result of England's glorious thrashing of said hairy backs. Right? And just to compound it all, De Høje Hæle have shown up to confuse them as surfing Vikings. Get the chance to go and see them if you are Australian or in Australia. They're playing all the major places around that sort of southeast corner where most of the population is. So they're in Newcastle, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, I think, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, and Canberra, I think. But just go on their either their MySpace page or their website, or just type in De Høje Hæle, which is DeHøjeHæle, into the internet, and you'll find out they're fabulous live, really, really fabulous. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
Is it something like myspace.com/ De Høje Music or something like that?
No.
In my head, it was the first two letters of each word.
No, it's not. It's the consonants and the E's, bizarrely. Right. So it's myspace.com/ DeHøjeHæle.
Right.
As in the abbreviation of De Høje Hæle. So nice try.
It should be De Høje Hæ.
It should indeed. It should be De Høje Hæ music.
Yeah.
And you should say it, De Høje Hæ music. I think that's what you were thinking of. But it's not. Okay. It's what I said. I very nearly got you to introduce this song yourself, but I'm not that evil. Enjoy this, it's great. This is De Høje Hæle and Paranoia Dagnet Flint. Paranoia, Teufel, Wunsch, Digger, Engel, Religion. Rusty Hoyer Heller, Tony.
Cool.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. And the very best of luck to De Hoyer Heller on this tour. Do get in touch with us. Let us know how it's going. Your English is brilliant. My Danish is useless. But I think everyone's Danish is useless. I think the Danes have trouble with it. You know, I think it's one of the hardest languages on the planet. It's up there with that TikTok language from Africa.
TikTok.
I'm calling it a TikTok language. You know that one. Whatever's that? What are they? Are they the Xhosa?
I don't know.
Are they the Xhosa?
No idea.
I don't know. Anyway, they've got a fascinating language. It's nearly as interesting as Danish. So, are you doing anything this week? Are you just working the end
of it? Yeah.
Now, are you sure? Because I know I've asked you these questions before. Are you doing anything this week? And you said no, fair enough. And just as I'm about to say something, you say something like, oh, I am going out for dinner with Motorhead. Sorry. Are you sure you're not doing anything this week?
Yeah, no. It's,
what's that with your band?
It's still nothing's happening at all.
Right.
I need to chase them back up, but I think the onus is on me to do that. Because the guitarist is in a band who's recording this month.
Okay.
I think her mind is somewhere else.
Okay.
But I'll chase it.
Well, Tony, my mind's often somewhere else. Not least on female guitar players. Anyway, well, I haven't got any gigs this week.
Really?
I'm off.
Well.
But I am going to something rather spiffing tomorrow night. I'm going to the, check this out, Professional Comedians Annual Party. Yeah, it's all got a bit rarefied. What happens was, there's been a comedian's annual party for years, and what was happening increasingly was that more and more open mic spots and new acts were showing up and just shouting their CV at you all night. And it's not about that. It's a load of comics who once a year actually don't want to talk trade and don't want to do industry stuff and just have a drink, you know. So anyway, this year they've sort of made it a secret party, and everyone who's been invited, they've said you must not invite anyone who's not a professional comedian or a proper agent or a proper promoter. We don't want any of these ruffians here.
Right, wow.
Talking bollocks. So actually, it means I'm really looking forward to it, because I'm going to know people there. Because last year there was about 300 comics I'd never heard of, who I'm sure are all very good.
Is that we saw Dave Gorman there last year?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Was that last year? Was that last year or year before? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that was last year, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so few people. Yeah, and Dave didn't stick around. And people that I'd known for years kind of came in for an hour, and then they just got swamped by... If anybody recognises you, they want to come over to you so they can stand by you so they look important. I mean, even I got a bit of that. That's how fucking down market it got. People were thinking it was impressive to stand next to me. My God, I need to go back to being the bottom rung of the ladder. That's how I like it. So that's what's happening this year. So it is in a West End location I shall not divulge, and it's tomorrow night. So
nice one.
It's going. I've just thought, hang about, are you putting the show up tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Right, as we speak, I'm having fun. Ha!
Cool.
Right, next track.
Yep.
And I haven't got the MySpace page for this, so by default, I have to give you it.
Cool.
Which means you've won. It's Tony 5. So I have normally got it. I just completely forgotten to put... I think it's by Jermaine Dargo, this song, who also start with a D, of course. One of the finest bands to ever come out of South Wales. Very, very dangerous band to watch and hang about with on and off stage. This is from their second album, Kicked Out of Hell. This is a great old track. This is like a right blast from the past. Enjoy this, Surf Ride to Oblivion. That was Demented I'll Go, Tony. I think their MySpace page is myspace.com/DementedRGOofficial.
That's what I thought it was. So it must be.
Oh, fair enough. Well, in that case, it must be wrong. but again, if you type in Demented RGO into the internet, you will find out all about them. They're an absolutely ridiculous band. One of my favourites. And still going after... Oh, I suppose they've been going, they must be going 25 years, at least. And there have been lineup changes, and they've sort of fallen apart, got back together, they've brought an album out. They brought the last album they brought out and then split up when they should have been bloody touring it. So that was all held up about a year. Then there's always someone different in Demented I'll Go, but they're always brilliant. There's always Sparky, the lead singer. That's really all that really matters. He's such a front man, ridiculous. Right. Rich Morton sound on Ethan, thanks to him, such great job on the beds, Tony, etc.
Okay.
Have you got a track?
No.
How can you get one?
I need people to email me. Please do email me your twats. We had one for the new year, which was great, but it didn't carry on, so I do need you to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Everyone knows a twat. Please do get them in. As I say, it could be someone you know, someone famous, someone you read about. Just email me, tony@funkradio.com. Thank you.
Right. I've got a bit of a twat for you.
Good.
And it's my mate Steve from Luton. Right.
Okay. I like
this,
Steve.
I think sums up the problem with old men and the internet.
Okay.
Right. And I'm putting myself in this, right? Steve sent me a message on Facebook saying, why haven't you invited me to the next comedy event at my pub? Right.
Uh-huh.
I sent him a message back saying, I don't think I've posted the event yet. He sent me a message back saying, yes, you have, you dipstick. So I checked, I had... and sent him a message back saying, yes, you're right, I have. I've also invited you. It's a waiting reply. He said, fair enough, I'm a twat. That was it.
Nice.
So I think we might have a little twat there. Got a nice reason for one.
Yeah.
But basically, if you're ready, I'll do it.
Okay.
So Steve White from the Ashcroft Arms Luton is a
twat.
Although it was funny, mate. Why would you... We were both just really laughing about it. I was going, this is mind-blowing nonsense. The fact that I couldn't even remember doing it didn't help my cause. But I went on there, and fair enough, he was invited. It's time for the last track, Tony.
Cool. Okay.
And well done. Who was the... who asked for Dragster earlier on in the show? Bill Ham.
Isn't it? I think so.
I think so.
Bill Ham.
Yeah. Bill, New York. This one's for you. This is... Where is it now? Here we go. Oh, God, I'm over here. This is from the latest, and again, this is the last track we're going to play off this album, because again, we've played about half of them now. This is from their latest album, Here Come the Meat Robots. From the dead heart of the concrete jungle, they came, Dragster, to pollute your souls, and they certainly do. Again, great live act, great band. Hello to Fee and Diesel out of the band. How you doing? Dragster, I believe, didn't they thank us on something?
I think, yeah. I think
anyway.
on the cover.
Yeah, I'm thanking them for their great music anyway. And this is the last track on the album. What I want to know is, what is Dragster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DragsterSuicide.
It is. It's Tony Six, probably the internet too. Enjoy this, as you have undoubtedly enjoyed the others. This is Teenage Motorcycle Killer Gangs from Japan.
The freaky hair, they stop and stare. The man all alone.
That was Dragster. Thanks very much to Stuart from STP for sending us that. Did he send us two copies?
I reckon he might have done.
I think he did, because I think we had one in the competition, didn't we?
Hmm.
Oh, I can't remember. Let's face it, I can't remember. I've posted events on Facebook. Thank you all so much for listening this week. Don't forget, Podcast Alley voting is now back on. So if you get the chance to do that, do. Also, if you can review us at iTunes, please do. Also, we need to thank Mevio, who continue to carry this show. Not that we ever really mention it. Mevio.com. Quite an interesting site. It's a bit of an alternative to Facebook and MySpace. And there's loads of podcasts on it. That's what it's all about. So do check that out at some point. And also thanks to the two internet radio stations that continue to carry us. They are
PussySkunk.com and Roach Radio, which you can find on Facebook by searching for the Roach Radio.
I'd like to take this opportunity, by the way, to say happy birthday to a couple of people. Happy birthday to Omberance, whose birthday is on Wednesday, and happy birthday to DJ Roch, whose 40th birthday I'm going to on Saturday. Now, when I was 21 years old, Tony, I didn't think that going to a 40th birthday party in Hitchin Conservative Club would ever appeal to me. But you know what? I'm really looking forward to it. How the might fall. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Budgie Guns!